listeners. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. It's a recap of this week in Dominion Games, and it's the episode of April 4th, 2021. I am your host, Strumpf, and this week's nail polish is called Meet Me Midnight. If you are wondering what color that might be, it's a blackish blue with blue glitter. When I hear Meet Me Midnight, I am reminded of the Seize the Day illustration. So that is what I'm picturing. It's pretty cute, actually. I like the color. As per usual, I'm really sorry if I butcher any usernames, and please feel free to DM me correct pronunciations at Strumpf on Discord. It's truly very much appreciated. Before we get to the new season, there's some unfinished business from the last one concerning the BCDE League Championships. J-J-J-J-Nails won the last missing championship and is our B League champion of Season 44, with Recycle Garbage coming in second. Heartfelt congratulations to the two of them, and lots of luck for A1! As you know, Season 45 started on Monday, and everyone's already very busy. As you know, there are like 130 divisions total, and I'm not going to report on the current standings of each and every single one of them every week, because that would simply take too long. So I thought I'd limit my weekly reporting to divisions A through E, and when the season is finished, I will give you one full episode with a complete rundown of every single promotion of the season. This will be a long, long episode, but I think every promoting player deserves the recognition. And also, we're still testing the waters here, and this is what I'd like to try for now. So, in A1, there was one match putting Sigmatic in preliminary lead. There haven't been any matches played in B1 yet. B2 is headed by Akuchi and Mixenak with 5 wins each. Negative is at the top of C1 this week. Tufte is a preliminary first place in C3. In C2 and C4, there have been no matches played yet. Also, we had one single match in the entire D tier this week, which put Topher 1588 in the lead of D1. E1 is currently led by Vogelm. I'm really sorry. E2 is led by The World. We have Viola Ninja in first place for E3. Fire on Ice is leading E5. Full Wagon is leading E6. In E7, we have Minion Pawn in first place. And in E4, there haven't been any games played yet. In base space, Bell22 has been relegated to third place with 7 wins and 2 matches. The first place is a shared Damsonians and Donkey Dude, who have only played one match so far but won all games and are thus at a 100% win rate. If you want me to shout out your personal win or loss, or if you'd like me to cover additional Dominion tournaments, just DM me on Discord. So, my personal week in games. Did I play any rated games? No, I didn't. I thought, by putting this in the podcast, I might challenge myself to play more rated games, and it didn't work. Anyway, I did set a personal record, though, in terms of coin against the Lord of Rattingtown in a game with Black Market, Goons, and Conspirator, where I got, through Black Market, I got Fortune and Storyteller. In my very last turn, I got 100 coin, which was amazing. Of course, like, you don't ever need that much money, ever. But still, it was quite fun, because, yeah, it was the 100. It was nice. I played my first league match yesterday. I'm in H4 this season, and I lost. Which was also the very first time I've ever lost a league match. And it was a very sad little panda bear yesterday. I was also being very traumatic, which is my coping mechanism for these types of situations. But yeah, I did learn a lot, and my opponent was very kind. Also, I won my second base match, and I will finish the base group stage today. The last game is scheduled for 3 p.m. UTC. My next league match is tomorrow, 3 p.m. UTC, and I've put it in the calendar as well, which I've also never done before. So it was quite the week of firsts for me. So, upcoming matches for now. Later today, or right now, probably when you hear this, if you hear this right away, there's a B-League match going on between Sammy and Apostolos the Ruler. Then at 2 p.m. UTC, there is a League C match, Shanahan v. Jean-Michel. Tomorrow is going to be quite busy. At 12 p.m. UTC, we have League C, Tufte v. Namek, or Name K. I don't know. At 2 p.m., we have League D, El Hablador v. Bexor. 6 p.m., we have League B, P v. Haka 3. Tuesday, 7 p.m. UTC, we've got our next League A game, Tracer v. Crab Cat 2, the Crab the Cat, the champion. And on Thursday, 3 a.m. UTC, we've got an E-League S-Sounder, or S-Sounder, v. Royce 4. So, enjoy! And our last segment in this show is the Spectator Chat, where I'll give you one little thought on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. Well, one of my favorite TV shows ever is Steven Universe. It's short, it's wholesome, it's funny, and it's got great songs. And one of my favorite Steven Universe songs is It's Over, Isn't It?, which is about Pearl mourning her relationship with Steven's mom, Rose. Now, I've been playing and singing a little more often the past week because I was on vacation, and since you're not supposed to travel, I just stayed home. And yeah, I've been playing this song a bunch because it's such a joy to sing it because it's so emotional and passionate and heartfelt and heartbreaking. It's so cathartic in a way. I've got a lot of love for this song, and also I found it curious. I play the piano, but because I am very lazy, I just used the chords for a guitar, and this makes it usually. It's very easy to play the songs this way, but there are some songs where, yeah, it doesn't really work out. And then if you let them lie a little and then come back to them, like, I don't know, a couple months later, all of a sudden it works out just fine. So I had used somebody, Kings of Leon, which all of a sudden, like, I always struggled playing it, and now it worked out just fine. And then again, you have songs like Hedwig and the Angry Inches, The Origin of Love, which is just a mess. Like, I don't understand. But yeah, it's fun how these things change as well, and all of a sudden you're able to play something that you just, I don't know, struggled with all the time. But yeah, It's Over, Isn't It? From the Steven Universe series is a wonderful song. Yeah, and that's what I wanted to share with you. And that's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. if you are in command of the German language and you'd like to hear me rant about Disney songs, be sure to check out Der Podcast und das Biest wherever you listen to podcasts, or find me on Discord for feedback. And yeah, if you do so, please be kind and be respectful if you want to be treated likewise. And I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!